Son, I think we're very good-looking people, do you?
I completely agree. The listeners don't understand how good-looking we actually are.
We're phenomenal-looking, but you only can see us if you watch YouTube.
You can watch this entire podcast with your own eyes and see these supple bodies at YouTube.com. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
You did it on the floor, so you didn't have to clean up anything.
You fuck on the floor.
You got a bucket right next to you full of ammonia.
Ammonia, you mop that shit up, and then you pounce in the bed and pass the fuck out. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to you sneaky fucking freaks.
Oh my God, you threw me for that. Wait, what are you doing here?
Oh yeah, I threw you for a loop.
Yeah, I'm tongue-tied now.
You're totally tongue-tied. I was the one that even did the intro.
Why?
I wanted to spice things up. We don't often spice it up. We say, welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom.
Yeah,
it's
and
boring
I'm used to that.
At this
point. No, it's not boring. You go back to it.
I'm not going back to it.
Why are you doing this?
Good afternoon, good evening, good day.
Oh my
good
God.
Yeah, to my sneaky freaks.
Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom.
Welcome to... Wait, oh, you're starting it like this.
Well,
let's just jump into it, okay. Mother. We don't typically have a guest on the show.
Right. We try to do once every month or every couple months.
And so when we do, it's a very important person to us. This week, my friends, we have Dr. Joel on the show.
Dr. Joel returns.
Dr. Joel returns to... To end a debate that has been haunting my mother and I since it's come up on the podcast. Do you want to know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Does semen smell? Does come smell?
Right.
You said, I brought it up to you. Basically what happened was I had a sexual encounter with someone and then I had a bunch of people over the next day and my room smelled like a sewage dumpster. You said, why does your cum smell? And then I said, cum smells. And then everyone in the studio here said, their cum doesn't smell.
No one said that.
And so it got me spiraling. And so then we went to the sneaky freaks. Some said cum smells. Some said they don't. And now we're going to end the debate once and for all. We're having Dr. Joel come on the show. Not come on the show, but he's coming on the show.
Yeah, literally. Let me say something.
What?
You didn't just say, does cum smell and have an odor. You said yours smells like sewage.
No, I didn't say it smells like sewage.
Yeah.
I said it has a very unique distinct smell.
That smells like sewage.
It doesn't
smell
like sewage.
I got the word sewage from somewhere.
I think I was rambling. I ramble on the show.
Okay. Well, you weren't saying it smells like roses.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you guys are, it's just a short little interview. We'll play it for you. But if you're curious at all about ejaculate, that's what we're getting into. We're talking about texture. We're talking about scent. We're talking about the taste. If you, what are his thoughts on nofap? You brought that up.
That's right, I did.
When you stop masturbating.
Yeah, I don't know why people do that to themselves. It's very unhealthy.
Well, we get his take on it. I also had to ask him about certain things like squeezing the tip of your penis before ejaculating.
Why are you blowing
blowing my load? All
why
right.
Are you blowing your load so early here?
All right, without further ado.
Once again, you're quick coming.
Let's bring the infamous urologist, a.k.a. penis doctor, Dr. Joel,
woo-hoo!
On the show.
Welcome, Dr. Joel. Woo!
Dr. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I cannot.
Although we'll see what we're going to talk about, right?
Well, it's an interesting topic we've been discussing for the past couple weeks.
But before we get there, I just want to tell our sneaky freak listeners that Dr. Joel has been on a regular on our show ever so often. And one of your episodes was one of my favorite, actually.
Which one? The sex toy one or
no
story?
When Cam asked you about the curvature of his penis.
Well, we were talking, what is it when your dick has a curve?
Peyronie's.
Thank you. Yeah. Peyronie's.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you have.
Yeah. It turns out I don't.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping you'd be able to clear up something else for me.
You never even announced who he is or anything.
Everyone knows Dr. Joel. He's a regular on the show. We love him. He's our resident urologist.
Thank you. You forgot to mention that part.
And so, Dr. Joel, we call you from time to time when things come up
relating to,
so to speak. Yes.
Yes.
Or they don't come up.
This is like the heaven for Cam.
Okay. So
it talks about penises and his anxiety. It's perfect.
Well, so I hooked up with someone recently and I had people over the next day.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
I said mazel tov.
And I had people over the next day and I was very aware of the fact that it smelled like cum in the bedroom. And then when I discussed this with my mother, she said, "This is nuts. It's cum. What do you mean? It smells like cum. This is what
yeah,
is it?"
I never knew that cum had an odor per se. And if it does, I mean, it could be a mixture of just sweat and all kinds of bodily fluids.
No, it smells like cum.
Thank you. Okay. So, all right.
In novels and movies and whatnot, they euphemistically refer to it as the smell of sex.
The smell of sex, right? The funk.
So it's euphemistically meaning that it doesn't smell good, or it smells like you called it a.
It smells like cum and sex and vagina.
So it's not
a vagina.
It's not unusual.
It smells like a vagina too.
It's not unusual that my cum will have an odor. I mean, it's not like an odor like a fart or something.
Yeah, it can't be described as smelling like.
What's unusual? What's unusual is that you should have washed your sheets, man.
Oh, I said it's probably you didn't describe it as like just neutral. You said it was a vile smell like sewage.
It's just very pungent.
Meaning what? What did it? He also has a very, very sensitive
pungent
smell.
Pungent is not sewage.
It's not sewage. But no one else in the studio, everyone else said their cum doesn't smell at all. So then it got me thinking, are there ways to improve the smell? First of all, is there ever a concern?
They haven't actually thought about it, I would assume.
Only
gotten close enough
to their own.
Smell their own cum.
I mean, it's fair. You walk in the room, it hits you like a wall of bricks.
Thank you. See, I think he has a very, very sensitive olfactory system that's going on here, and everything is smell. He's very alert to smells.
I think he let it sit too long.
Yeah,
it's immediate. I smell it immediately. So, you're saying it sits inside too long?
I mean, there are certain things that can make your ejaculate smell more pungent than others.
Oh, so this is what I want to get
lack
into.
Lack of use, for example, if it's been like a year.
If there's some bacteria in there, it can smell different. Smell different.
Oh no!
There's no blood, as far as I've ever seen. How would I know if there's
any burning or anything when you're urinating?
No burning when I urinate.
Discharge.
No discharge.
Okay.
I've had that in the past though.
Yeah, but you're probably okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. So,
I think, you know, asparagus can do that.
We talked about that. He eats a lot of asparagus.
No, but this is not, that is not what I'm talking
about.
And
he eats a lot of pineapple. So the two combat each other.
Okay.
I wouldn't know enough to know if pineapple makes it smell sweet.
Is a patient ever come in to you saying my cum smells like fucking funk?
I've had people mention it as part of a symptom complex. You know, when they have a prostate infection.
Oh, no, 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 no.
However,
the worst thing is that
universally older guys who have trouble urinating, you know, and they're burning when they urinate and they might have a fever and their urine is not coming out properly. I mean, it's a whole different thing than what you're referring to.
So mom has this thought that it might be through lack of use. You know, I let it sit in the balls too long, and then next thing you know, it's developing its own fucking personality.
You know, like urine, when it sits in the bladder too long, gets a really yellow gold color, as opposed to when you're drinking a lot of fluids.
It sits in your balls. It sits in your prostate. It doesn't sit in your balls. It sits in your prostate and your seminal vesicles.
Oh, wow.
Which are little saccules that come off your prostate to specifically store your sperm. That's why they're designed.
So I will say, I am aware that if I don't ejaculate day after day, if I let it sit for like a week, it becomes a little more gelatinous. I'm sorry for that.
It's thicker.
It's thicker. More yellower, honestly.
Oh, yes. God.
So is that not healthy?
No, it's normal. if you had some issues urinating or you had problems with your prostate, you'd want to ejaculate more to get rid of the swelling, but doesn't really make that much difference.
All right.
So what do you think of this NoFap thing when people are not masturbating on purpose for creativity and everything like that? Is that healthy?
Well, I think masturbation shortens the time between penetrance and ejaculation.
So that's to help with premature ejaculation.
That one, right over.
No, he's just saying it lasts longer.
You spend a lot of time pleasuring yourself and you get directly to business. I think it interferes in a sense with your ability to last longer in a vagina or wherever.
The fuck are you laughing about? Why are you?
This is the way he does it. A vagina or you didn't want to say like orally or
there's anus, there's vacuum cleaners. I mean,
I'm sure you heard it all yourself. I actually wanted to ask you this because someone recommended to me if I wanted to last longer, pull out during sex and squeeze the tip of the penis.
Who the hell told you that?
Dr. Ian Kerner, who's a sex therapist. But you have to
pull out before you're on the verge of ejaculating, or what you'll do is you'll ejaculate and it won't come out because you're pinching it. And it'll just hurt.
Is there any concern? My sister's boyfriend told me if I keep edging and I do some weird shit, I could it somehow ejaculate into my bladder. Is that?
you can have what's called retrograde ejaculation if your bladder, neck, and your prostate doesn't close properly.
So how do I prevent that?
Well, I mean, if you ejaculate forward, then you don't have retrograde ejaculation. And if once in a great while you have some retrograde ejaculation, it doesn't really mean anything.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had that. So
you're looking for something new to worry about.
Well, I'm doing a lot of practice. I am experimental.
I'm so glad.
So I want to make sure I'm not experimenting next to you. I'm going to give myself some infection or something like this.
Okay. All right.
Really hard to give yourself an infection that way.
Okay, that's great to
know. Let's you use a vacuum cleaner.
So now, seriously,
I'm not using a vacuum cleaner.
I read somewhere that someone did that. They stuck their dick into a vacuum cleaner. I was going to ask you, have you had stories of people doing weird shit like that?
I've seen people do weird shit, yes.
Can you give us like the craziest thing that someone's done?
The craziest thing that someone's done? Yeah. Get married a second time. No, I'm kidding.
No, it hasn't been anything.
Get married a third time. That would be crazy.
That would be like really nuts. So there hasn't been anything really, really crazy that you could share with us? Because that's on my list of questions.
I've seen people try to amputate their organs. I've seen people put things up their organs. Living things up their organs.
Oh.
I mean, everybody has
a little kink here, there,
emergency room and things like that. I've seen people get damaged significantly from putting foreign objects up their rectum.
Oh, I bet. I do a segment called Mom's News, and I've seen crazy shit like that on there.
Oh, I have another question now that I have you on the line.
Here it goes.
I think I experienced blue balls a fair amount.
Welcome to the club.
but I've been paid, you know, and I actually my friends are like, what's going on with you? But it is
why do you think you experience blue balls so often?
I mean, it's usually when I'm with someone,
like anyone or just someone in particular.
No, a woman. I'm hooking up with someone and then I don't eject, and then I'm very sensitive to it, and I feel like is that normal? Is that,
well, under what circumstances are you having blue balls that you get an erection and you can't do anything about it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just from congestion.
Yeah. So then I just have
temporary
to relieve it.
Goes away.
It's not a problem.
Not a problem.
I think you've got.
That's from venous congestion.
That's what it's called?
Yes.
Venous congestion?
Venous congestion. Because you get an erection and the blood doesn't drain.
Well, the dick goes down, but the balls stay fucking hard like rocks.
Yeah, for a little while, and then they get soft again.
I mean, I've had to go and like jerk off in cafes and stuff like that to alleviate this.
And grocery stores. We knew someone had to stop at a Starbucks.
I mean, it's not a good situation.
Yeah, and I think you just confessed to some sort of municipal code violation or something.
Don't let him go grocery shopping with you. Yeah. Wait, so that is a question, though, that we get fairly frequently.
Cameron, like, I don't know if I could, like, ever shake your hand.
It's disgusting.
It's only happened twice or three times.
And he'll admit to.
Yeah, I've washed several times since. Well, Dr. Joel, thank you for answering all of our questions.
Well,
as always.
Yeah, tried. I don't know if I helped.
You definitely helped.
Are you kidding? He's been waiting for this opportunity.
I love talking with you, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, you can call me anytime. All
thank
right?
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was great.
I'm glad he's going to call you and not me.
Okay, good.
Bye.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. Joel.
All right, take care.
And that was the wonderful Dr. Joel. Thank God we have him on speed dial over here.
Why do I feel like he's the father, I'm the mother, and you're the child?
Do you think he hates the child?
No, I think he gets a kick out of you.
You think so?
I think he's just well prepared for the most anxious patient who doesn't even pay.
You get
this advice, and you act like you're doing it for everyone else. Oh, I'm doing it for the betterment of the podcast.
Society. It's not just
or society
it's not
in
podcast,
general. Yeah.
Because, you know, this reaches beyond the podcast.
Okay,
to
but
everyone
we all
who,
see
who
through
encounters
it.
Encounters some semen. What?
We all see through the facade.
What do you mean?
You just want advice about your own penis.
First of all, yes, I do. And second of all, it also happens to help. Like, I didn't. Let me ask you something. Did you learn something about semen taste or semen texture in this little interview?
Nothing really.
Nothing really? You knew all this shit before?
I just think he's saying that it varies and you don't have to worry about anything. But you took it a step further. Like, well, what if there is this?
Did you know that the semen gets stored in the seminal vesicles? I didn't think you knew that.
Of course I knew that.
Okay.
It's called Biology 101.
Have you ever noticed the texture of semen to be different from time to time with whoever, with a partner that you've ever...
Yes, I have noticed
You've noticed that?
Of course I've noticed that.
In what ways do you notice it?
Because some semen is more thick, some is thinner, some is different colors.
The way you say thick for some reason makes me want to vomit.
It's like oatmeal.
Oh, God damn it. Oh,
why did you ask me that?
Oh, my God.
I've noticed
I'm never going to be able to have oatmeal again without thinking about it. That's exactly...
Oh, my God, stop.
It really is making me want to vomit.
Okay, just relax. Okay, chill.
All right.
You asked me a question. I gave you an honest answer. Now you're throwing up.
Has anyone ever squeezed the tip of their penis when they've been with you?
Not to prevent themselves? Not to my knowledge.
It would be to your knowledge. I mean, you see someone pull out of you and then suddenly squeeze the tip of their penis. It looks unusual, probably.
I'm going to tell you something honestly. When the lights are very dim, which they usually are when I'm involved in any kind of sexual activity, the lights are dim. I'm not too concerned with what the other person is doing to the head or the base of their dick. I don't really care.
You're the pillow princess. You just want to be pleasured. You don't give a fuck what the other person's
doing. No, I care, but I mean, I'm not sitting there scrutinizing, oh, what's he doing to the tip of his dick right now? I don't care.
When I'm having sexual intercourse, the lights are completely on. It's like a beacon. It's a spotlight.
Maybe this
I want to
is
see what the fuck is going on.
Maybe turn them down.
No. I need them. Even if anything, I need like magnifying glasses or something to help me see even better.
Why are your eyes open?
Zoom in there.
Why are your eyes even open? Why are
Why are my eyes open?
Yes.
I want to see what's going on. Are you kidding me?
What do you need to look at?
Well, the first thing, you know what I'm looking at. I'm looking for any lesions. I'm looking for any abrasions that I should be aware of.
You're doing a whole medical examination.
That's number one.
Can you just, did you have like a lab coat on and gloves?
Stethoscope.
Magnifying glass.
And then after that, it's just very enjoyable to have the lights
on. I'm sure it's so enjoyable.
You can see what's going on.
I'm sure she's been inspected.
No one has ever told me, let's turn the lights off or let's turn it down. No one.
It's because they don't have a choice. They're
they don't have a choice?
No, I mean, you probably set the whole room up and they didn't want to disturb your ideal sex studio.
Yeah. I mean, I guess sometimes it's candlelight. Yeah, I have a sex studio.
Right.
Why you laugh at that?
I have a very robust sex studio.
It's a sex studio.
Do you ever...
You walk in, you feel like you're recording something, you're on display.
Yeah, and you got the bright lights going.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm starting to think about it. At night, I like to do a little candlelight thing.
Yeah, what the hell do you need the bright lights on like you're in a lab? This sounds like a terrible experience. And then you come within 30 seconds. What? It smells like shit.
No, I don't come within 30 seconds. We already discussed this already, mother.
Okay, but I'm talking about,
you
like,
know, I could never win with you.
Why?
For years, you've been making fun of me for coming too quickly. Then I have a fucking very long sexual encounter where the person's basically getting bored going down on me, and then you make fun of me for that shit. What is this? You could never win.
All right, I apologize. Let's
thank you.
Move on. I just saying, maybe the part of the problem is that you got the lights on. It's not romantic. It's more clinical. It's like you're in a doctor's office or something. Maybe that's a fantasy. You should put on a lab coat.
It's extremely romantic.
Have you thought about this? Having your partner put on a lab coat with like the beacon light on their head, you know?
Yeah, I know what that is. You know what I'm talking about? A spotlight.
And they put those thick glasses on, and then they got the extra glasses going on.
A little mustache.
I could just see this poor woman, this innocent woman that gets involved with you.
All right.
And you're like, excuse me, I need to take a specimen. And you take a specimen, run over to your stethoscope, look and see if there's any kind of bacteria going on.
You know, you make it sound like I have such unromantic, disgusting, sterile sex.
What's with the bright lights?
I like to keep them bright.
Okay.
I have astigmatism. I can't barely see in the dark.
You don't need to be looking at anything.
Okay.
Do you know most people do not orgasm with their eyes open?
At the actual time of orgasm?
Yes.
How do you know this?
I know this. It's a fact.
It's a fact?
Yeah, sneaky freaks, if you agree with me.
Made up shit over here.
Your eyes need to be closed while you're actually orgasming, especially if you're a woman. I don't know about it from a guy's perspective.
Did you have any... it sounded like a loaded question when you asked him about NOFAP, which means no, you don't jerk off for a while.
Right.
Or you don't jerk off to completion. I think that's what NOFAP... What is NOFAP? I think it's no jerking off. It's a community forum that serves as a support group for those who wish to give up pornography and masturbation. Well, now it's a website that people... But anyway.
Do I have any thoughts on this?
Yes.
I think it's highly unhealthy. You don't go against nature.
Well, what my nature would be like, you know, I want to eat a bunch of fucking Oreos.
What?
I like Oreos. If I went by my nature, I would say Oreos taste good. Let me just eat this all the fucking time.
There's a difference between eating bad food that's not good for you and doing something that's against human nature. Your nature is that you need to have a rotation of sperm and semen.
I completely agree with you, by the way.
Thank you.
I was just playing devil's advocate.
Well,
every once a week, I'm like, you know, it's time for an unloading. It feels like the balls need to be.
You know what your dad did once to me? I don't know if I told you this.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
No, it's no big deal. He was mad because I was at a point where he felt like he wasn't getting enough sex. So he finds an article in the Chicago Tribune about needing to ejaculate for healthy prostate health.
Oh, yeah.
And he puts it on the pillow so I could see it there in case I had any doubts.
Yeah, it's very subtle.
It was so subtle.
I love it.
But then I said to him, so it really doesn't matter if you masturbate or have, intercourse, because either way you're moving the sperm, moving the semen. I did want to mention this though. There is something that used to go on again between your father and I. We'd call it FDC.
What is that?
Fucking dried cum.
Oh. What is that?
I don't know. It came from a movie or something, but it's when there's fucking dried cum on the sheets.
Oh God damn it.
Whoa. Anyway, I don't know why.
Was that in reference to his dried cum?
I don't know what it was in reference to. I thought I'd bring that up.
You know, it brings up a very good question, which is how are you getting rid... I don't understand how people are just fucking and then sleeping in that bed.
Cam, you have a sex blanket.
Yeah, I know, but most people don't. Are they bringing out towels?
You just don't sleep in the wet spot.
You don't sleep in the wet spot? First of all, it's seeping through the into the mattress.
It's
disgusting.
You have a mattress cover, Cam.
Usually, it's like a water slide where in the bed.
What is going on there?
It's just a lot of liquids.
Why are you sweating and jizzing all over the place? Why is this?
It's not just me. Usually, my partners are also contributing to some of these fluids.
You got squirting women?
I got squirters. I got spitters. I got all sorts of shit.
Okay. That's why our room smells the way it does. Because you're going on the walls,
that's
you're going
what I'm talking
on the plants.
About. This fucking dried cum, this what is fucking going dried on vaginal there? Fluids, it's fucking everything over there. It's disgusting. I mean, I need Saran wrap for the bed. You know what old people do with the couches? They put,
I thought
the
about that recently.
Sheets,
yeah, with the plastic on the couches.
The plastic covers on it. I need full plastic cover for the bed. Squeak all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Make a slip and slide.
Sam.
All right.
Seriously.
All right. It is disgusting.
Well, I don't understand. Like, if you are like in a monogamous relationship and you're having sex with the same person every day or every other day or even once a week, or with you, it's probably going on 24/7. I don't know what's going on.
Come on, you know better than that.
You're like a wild animal or something.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have like a laundromat.
It's just once a week we do the sheets or something. And not the sheets. I would use the cum blankets. All right. Anyway, can we go on to hit on or shit on?
It's called spooge rag, I heard.
It's called spooge rag, I heard.
I heard from my boyfriend D's. Yes, okay. It's called a spooge rag.
I think it's time for hit on or shit on.
Yeah, it's hit on or shit on. This is our least favorite segment of the show. No, just kidding.
Yeah, this first one talks about dried up things.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
This is from 6Natas9.
These are the kind of nice comments we get. I'm being sarcastic.
This person says, "You are neither. Your ovaries dried up 60 years ago. Just stop embarrassing yourself." What a fucking dick.
Okay, first of all,
what is that in reference to?
It was in reference to, I have absolutely no idea.
You are neither.
I am neither.
Oh, I think this is in reference to the video you put out about your cougar or a sugar mama or something like that.
Oh, it could be, yes.
I know your TikToks?
Yeah, are you a cougar or a sugar mama? Are you a MILF or a cougar? I want to get rid of labels in general.
In 6Natas9, note the 6-9, says you're neither, your ovaries are dried up 60 years ago.
But how can, if I'm around 60 years old, then how can they be dried up 60 years ago? That means he's inaccurate.
Maybe he just looks at you and he's like,
oh, you know, she must be 90?
No, maybe she just had some sort of deficiency in the ovaries and they never developed properly or something.
Just stop embarrassing myself.
From a young age.
Okay, so that's a shit on.
That's definitely a shit on. Fuck that guy. Why bother saying that?
Who's
sitting at home saying, you know, I'm gonna share this fucking brilliant piece of information to the world?
People like to, especially insecure people, like to put people down a notch.
And especially to you.
An innocent.
I'm
just trying to.
You're an innocent.
Express myself.
That's it.
Instill confidence in women and tell men that they're awesome no matter what their age is.
And that's all you're trying to do.
That's all I'm trying to do.
And then you got 6Natas9 telling you about dried up ovaries. Fuck them.
Yeah. Little does he know that it is a complete hysterectomy. I don't even have ovaries.
You got him. At BBrez123. Also, in response to, are you a cougar or sugar?
No, this was because somebody thought I was packing.
What?
Yeah, one of my bathing suits. It looks like I have like a bulge.
Oh, wow.
And so I guess they call that packing. Like you put packet under your dick underneath you.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were like saying, is anyone going to speak about that she's packing?
Okay.
So nice. this guy goes.
I love that you just accept that was the case. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's a viral video there.
All you care about the virality.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy says his name is BBrez 123. How about quote nice kitty that need to be pet?
So he's calling your coach a nice kitty that needs to be pet?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Again, don't know if that's a hit on or a shit on.
It's definitely a hit on. That guy wants to be petting your
a nice kitty.
Your nice kitty, yeah. Regarding the queefs that we discussed,
yes.
King Fisher says, just means you're XXL. Well, I was saying that I have never experienced a queef with someone, as far as I know. I mean, it was inaudible or something.
Can you describe queef if someone didn't hear our last episode?
Yes, it's a sound of a fart, but coming from the pussy.
But you were unsure about that and thought it might have been like a gaseous thing, like the way you
I was
from the anus.
No, I was clarifying to everyone that this is not just a natural gas that occurs in,
it's nothing
in a pussy
like,
area.
It's like the colon.
It's nothing like the colon.
No.
I have no. Oh yeah, yeah. It's not like the whole intestinal tract going up.
I feel like I need to give some people biology lessons.
Me?
Human physiology. Yes, you
no,
have to understand.
Fuck that. What
there's
do you
a difference between a vaginal canal and an anus that
anus
that has an intestine that's connected to it.
You don't think I know that?
Okay, so you get this gas that's, you know, produced.
Are you teaching me? You don't think I don't know?
Yeah, I think you don't know. Some of your comments are very ignorant.
No, it's not ignorant. I know that you don't produce a gas in your fucking vagina.
Okay, so you were just doing that for a bit?
I was confirming. I was explaining that this is the case.
Okay.
I was teaching you, if anything.
Oh, you were teaching me.
I was teaching you. And then apparently, Ad Kingfisher says, just means your XXL, I guess, when you when someone queefs, you know, and I can imagine that, like a vacuum, like a big thing going in,
yeah,
and
that's
pulling air in and out and in and out. And
by the way, I don't think any of these people are right about this.
What?
I don't think queefs are necessarily just pulling out.
It's not size related.
It's nothing to do with that. It just has to do with like the vagina, like, you know, having a little, it's a suction. Like it actually can happen with your arm when you move your arm close to the elbow.
Oh,
you open, you
know. I had sex on a floor once, and I remember she said, she was underneath me, and she goes, okay, don't laugh. And suddenly I hear,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And it was her back. She knew that there was a, like a bubble,
yeah,
forming between her back and
that's
the floor.
That's all it is.
And then we, you know, and she moved, it came out, and we, of course, started laughing.
Okay, I'm A, impressed.
Why?
That you had sex in general. B, that you had sex on the floor.
I don't know how you, it's such backhanded compliments. You're impressed that I had sex in general?
Yes.
Fuck. And that it's on the floor, that I couldn't have any sex that's not completely missionary in a bed.
Yes.
With the fucking lights off.
Well, I actually would not do it on the floor.
Why? First, too many people walking around on there?
It's filthy. I'm like shocked that you would ever consider that.
My floors are immaculate.
I doubt that.
Okay.
And it's not comfortable at
painful
all.
Painful wooden floor.
Yeah, wooden floor. You can get a splinter.
Splinter. I got my knees all...
Why would you do that if you have a beautiful bed sitting right there?
It's more fun. More fun.
Helix mattress.
And I'll tell you the other benefit to it.
Which if you want to get a discount on Helix mattress, just go to helix.com and mention code.
HelixSleep.com/, I believe it's sex talk. HelixSleep.com/sex talk. How about that?
Much more comfortable than that wooden floor, that's for sure.
One of the benefits to the wooden floor, though, the spray, all the fluids.
Back to this again?
Very easy to clean up on the floor.
So that's
very
why you did it.
Clean up.
You did it on the floor so you didn't have to clean up anything.
You fuck on the floor.
You got a bucket right next to you full of ammonia.
Ammonia, and you mop that shit up, and then you pounce in the bed and pass the fuck out. I love that.
Do you know, I knew someone, this is what was talked about at my grammar school reunion. She said that she has sex with her husband only in the shower. That's the only place she has sex.
I would love that.
Ease of cleanup.
I think this, the shower is very sexy. You know,
okay,
this.
But that's the only, she wasn't doing it for sex, the sexy, you know, the ambiance. She was doing it because of the cleanup, like we were just discussing.
I guess it really depends on what kind of furniture you have in the shower.
No.
You got one of those little Asian stools that you can kind of sit on and bathe yourself with and pour a bucket on yourself.
That's your new method of having sex?
I was thinking of buying one of those recently. Now that sex is involved, it could be worth it. All right. Anyway, that's hit on or shit on. That's where I don't think we even introduced that segment. That's where we get to take your listener comments and questions and determine whether they are hit on or shit on.
So far, it seems like all these comments and questions were negative.
That's not... Actually, one was positive, one was negative, and one was just kind of informing us.
Okay.
Informative.
That's true. One of them didn't fall into either category.
Is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News!
Mom's News! Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What have we got this week, Mother?
Well, interestingly enough, I would like to piggyback on our earlier discussion about is it normal for semen to smell? This I got from Healthline.
Okay.
An online reliable source.
Yes, of course. By the way, this is after WebMD, the worst website for me.
Yes, don't look at this. Don't look at Healthline. But it does come up with some good advice here. Why does semen smell like that? Semen, or seminal fluid, doesn't always smell the same. Semen contains numerous substances that influence its smell, and your individual diet, hygiene, and sex life all play a part. Certain foods can give it a sweet smell and taste, but eating or drinking acidic substances can make your semen smell foul. Some infections and conditions can influence its odor too.
Ma'am.
So I just, what?
Let's cut to the fucking chase over here. What food should they be eating if they want a nice, sweeter smell?
Well, if it smells like ammonia, bleach, or chlorine.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Semen is about 1% sperm and 99% other compounds. Now, this is interesting.
Ma'am, did you read this article?
No.
What's the bottom line over here?
It means that many substances are alkaline. This means that they are above a 7 on a pH scale, which is measured from 0, which is highly acidic, to 14, which is highly alkaline. Is that interesting?
Is that the end of mom's news?
Overall, seminal fluid typically leans slightly alkaline. So you might notice variations in the scent, especially after you have sex. The vagina leans towards the acidic side with a typical pH level between 3.8 and 4.5. This acidic environment can interact with the substance in semen and temporarily alter the smell. So it's a combination.
That's what I'm talking about. It's not just me making pools on the fucking bed.
It's the woman too.
It's the combo.
Are you speaking about squirting?
No, I'm talking about everything, you know.
You're just talking about everything. So no, it's like a battery. If it smells like fish or rotten eggs or is generally foul.
Oh, boy.
It's not. So there's some bacteria isn't normal. Involved. It isn't normal.
Yeah.
But eating certain foods like asparagus, meats, or garlic, or drinking a lot of caffeine or alcohol can make your semen smell pungent.
Pungent.
Try limiting these foods.
This is what I'm
talking
about.
See if the semen smell returns to normal in a few days. If so, there's nothing to be concerned about.
Thank you for the mom's news. Honestly, one of the worst mom's news I've heard to date.
I just want to say one more thing.
Mom.
So what exactly does semen smell like? Curious to know when semen smells like? Take a whiff of Pyrus caloriana, a pear tree found throughout North America.
That's the fucking cum tree that we were talking about.
Right.
Yes, that's how I said. I know that semen has a unique smell. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a fucking tree named after it.
Did you read this article ahead of time?
No, I just am a fucking genius when it comes to semen smell.
Yeah, because you're obviously delving into it, going at it like it's like going to be an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I read about this shit. I read up. I do research.
Why are you researching a certain tree that smells like cum?
Mother?
Yes?
I would like to introduce our listeners to the best fucking segment of the show. In fact, probably the best segment they're going to hear on any podcast in the iTunes store.
Is it related to the smell of semen?
Get your dicks up. Put the cum blankets down.
Oh.
Get your sheets all wrapped up in a plastic. Get everything. Batten the hatches.
Batten the hatches? What does that mean?
It's about to get wet in here because it's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is a life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I get to share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
exceedingly boring
or
dull
or
full of misinformation.
Full of misinformation. No, I'm just
kidding about that. I actually don't think it's that bad usually.
Thank you. It's Cam's Uppers. We haven't said it this month, and so I wanted to make sure that everyone's aware. It's Pride Month.
I love Pride Month.
Happy Pride. If you're involved in the LGBTQIA community.
Or trans pride, as we dealt with
that's
recently.
That's the T in LGBTQ.
Oh, sorry about that.
Happy Pride. And to all the allies, happy Pride to you. Let us celebrate our differences. And something I was thinking about recently. Typically, what makes us different is what really makes us very special.
Yes.
I learned this in my first therapy session.
Yeah, this year or in general?
No, this was back when I was 24. I remember for the longest time, I was aware that I was a sensitive guy. Okay? And I always thought that was a horrible thing.
I'm going to tell you that you were a sensitive guy since you were like 3 years old.
Are you kidding me? I was puking all over the place.
No, when you were three, you had a little birthday party.
Well, okay.
And they played Duck, Duck, Goose.
Yeah.
And you got out and you pouted the rest of the game because you were so upset.
I was a fucking three-year-old. Yeah. Why are you still getting in my fucking case about this shit?
I'm just saying you were very sensitive at that point to, you know, winning and losing.
Okay, well, I had to discover with my fucking therapist that my exquisite sensitivity, as my current therapist says,
exquisite
is what also makes me unique and special. It makes me a better empathetic listener.
Aww.
Where I get to listen to you all fucking day long because of this.
What?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
You are very sensitive to listening.
I know
to
exactly what you're feeling all the goddamn time. You don't think I can feel that shit?
You can feel everybody's.
And this is just an example of something unique, a unique trait to me. Everyone's got a unique trait to them. It could be their sexual orientation, their gender orientation. I think we need to look at always the whole picture to accept ourselves with
Your sister, I said to her one day that what she was doing was not normal when she was had a hug a tree club.
There's some weird shit.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, you know, Jess, it's not normal to be doing this. And you know what she said to me? Who said I want to be normal?
Fuck yeah.
She was like 7 years old.
Absolutely.
She has a tree club where she's hugging trees.
I would actually like to be part of that tree club. You know, I love the trees.
That's not normal on a typical third grade playground.
Well, anyway, I encourage all of our sneaky freaks to accept the parts of themselves that they might see as unusual or different and see the double-edged sword that it can... everything is a double-edged sword. You know, all the things that make
you
unique.
I happen to agree with you.
Thank you.
Because I listened to a podcast recently and someone was talking about that exact thing, is that we are all different. Every single person on this earth is different. Mm. Embrace the differences.
Are you usurping Cam's uppers right now?
No, I just thought I'd corroborate what you were saying.
Thank you.
Instead of disagreeing with you.
Do you have something that you think makes you different and unique?
Oh my God, yes. I am very unique.
No, like a trait that most people would be like,
Yeah.
What?
The fact that I could just say anything to any person, anytime, anywhere, and don't care.
That's very true.
I got that from my father.
Some people would frown upon that. Other people would say, fuck yeah. And it is what makes you unique.
My mother used to say, what will all the neighbors think? And I'd say, I don't give a shit.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Our manifesto is we give zero fucks.
All right. That's Cam's uppers.
That was pretty good. Cam's uppers is the place to be. Yeah, that was a good one.
Thank you. I had to balance the mom's news.
Which was not so good.
Not so good.
Well, he was trying to like corroborate what we've heard earlier. So, you know.
A lot of corroboration going on over here.
You know, I try to keep things real.
I want to thank all of our Sneaky Freak Patreon members. Thank you. We love you to the moon.
We love you. Patreon is a way you can support us because we don't make a lot of money on this podcast.
We're in the red.
We basically lose money.
We lose money every week.
Well, now that we're videotaping it, it's all going on to YouTube. So eventually people can see us, watch us.
Eventually? You can look at it now. Go to youtube.com.
People that have typically not, you know, gone that route will be able to see us and go through the back catalogs of it. It's all there on YouTube.
Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom. And it's in large part because of our Sneaky Freak patron family who gives us a little cashola to use towards this podcast.
So we'd like you to join Patreon. Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
And I want to thank everyone who's been a member there if you've been enjoying this podcast. It's also a wonderful community. We do monthly hangouts over Zoom. And you get access to a private Discord with all the little sneaky freaks. It's a very fun and lovely community. I also want to thank everyone who's left us a rating and a review.
Woohoo!
Wherever you're listening to this, if you could take a second to rate and review us, we'd be so grateful.
So eternally grateful. Even if it's on Instagram.
You can't rate us on Instagram.
That's true.
So you can rate us at ratethispodcast.com/mom. That's where you'll learn all the different places you can rate us. Let's read one, Mother.
Okay, let's read it.
This is from LizK92.
An absolute favorite.
5 stars, she says. Have been following this podcast since the beginning, and it is just the best. Karen Lee and Kim are such an endearing and awesome duo, and they have me laughing out loud the whole way through.
Our duty is done.
I love how genuine they both are and how they are always able to discuss their perspectives in a fun and open way. So glad this podcast exists. Honestly, it's like sunshine on a rainy day. Love from New York.
Aw, it's a sunshine on a rainy day.
Oh, my God.
I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this? Thank you very much. That was very,
Liz
very
K.
sweet.
Liz K.
Liz K.
Thank you, Liz K. That makes our day, that your day is made by our podcast.
And thank you, Dr. Joel, for participating in this podcast.
A huge thank you to Dr. Joel. I want to remind everyone that Dr. Joel is part of an amazing theater company called Glass Apple Theater. That's in Chicago. They'll be presenting a revamped live version of Orson Welles' Dracula over Halloween this year. That's 2022. And next year, 2023, Dr. Joel actually has a production coming out that he wrote called When All of This Is Over, about two young people who meet each other on their adjacent balconies during the lockdown.
Wow, very timely.
A thing that I wish would have happened to me.
Yeah.
I didn't have a balcony at the time. It will play March 31st, 2023 through May 7th, 2023 at the Raven Theater in Chicago on North Clark Street. If you're around, go check it out. Give Dr. Joel some love. He also like to encourage everyone to donate to the Glass Apple Theater. Find out more at glassappletheater.com. So thank you to you. Thank you to my mother. Thank you to Dr. Self Tapes, to Dr. Joel, to all the people, to Dale, everyone who's making this show possible.
And thank you to you, son.
You're welcome.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a little cum party.
A little cum party.
I don't know.
Yeah, have a little cum party.
I just keep thinking about this whole cum. It's just...
It's water fountain.
It's disgusting, but it's part of life.
We love
you guys.
It's
actually the essence of life.
We love you. On that note, bye-bye.
Slip and slide, baby.